This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Sorry. Is that offensive?
Do you know his partner?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
Afternoons on the Score.
Is that your station?
I don't know. I don't know.
We're going to talk to either Craig Counsell or one of the new and interesting guys, Justin Turner, Kyle Tucker. We're going to talk to one of those guys on Thursday right here on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Peer pressure!
Yeah.
Looks like it worked. Bullying still works.
Because we're going to play Tecmo tomorrow?
Yeah. Mars Hall checked in and was like, hey, I ain't ducking nobody.
Let's go. As long as the tech is ready. Shane, can you make sure
Apollo
the tech is ready?
Apollo Creed is ready to go.
Talk to Connor.
I checked on the tech. It's all tactical.
Okay, good. So, yeah, we're going to go tomorrow.
Very good.
Lawrence, I got a good feeling about this Cubs offense. And not just because they put up 16 runs today in a spring game out there in
Mesa.
But
mostly because of that.
No, this has been brewing, man. They're winning a lot of ball games, and I know it's spring, but they just got a big pile of really sensible at-bats. Just like the volume of guys who are having smart at-bats and have good approaches, the removal of some of the jamokes in terms of quality at-bats is a very good thing. And there's some pressure even at the bottom of the roster, man. Like, Gage Workman is a real professional at-bat.
Is Nicky Lopez making this team?
I think there's a difference between who goes to Japan and who is on the opening day domestic roster on the 27th of March.
And for Japan, you get two extra guys, right?
Right.
So the roster goes to, what, 28?
I think it's at 28. So Nicky will be on that for sure. I don't know. It depends. If Horner and Shaw are both healthy and ready to go at the end of the month, I don't think Nicky's got a spot.
Well, it's been good seeing Shaw swing the bat and swing the bat well, considering what he was going through with the oblique.
Two hits today and a couple of solid plays at third base for Matt Shaw. Michael Bush drove in another run today. His swing looks good, and he's bulked up a little bit.
Best shape of his life.
Dansby Swanson with a big hit today in a spring game.
Did you tell the Dansby Swanson story on the air, or were we just talking about that off the air?
I think I've touched on it on the air, but you, I don't think I'd heard it, so I wanted to tell you that. And then PCA today did this. Dansby's at second and decides to try to score on a PCA single through the infield the opposite way.
Mm-hmm. And Pete staying on that one, shooting it the other way. Dansby on his horse, slides in, and it's a one-run ball game. And here comes the chaos. The ball thrown to the center field, and you already know that Pete is going to make this a 2-0 ball game. The chaotic nature, you can't hold that man down. Change his number from 52 to 4. The speed.
Cole Wright and Ryan Sweeney on the play-by-play in color today from Sloan Park.
So, Pete, I think from here. I think.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense. Yep. Now that you mention it.
Yep.
I didn't see. I saw them together in a room, and I just assumed it was at Sloan.
Yep. Unfortunately not. But the, unfortunately not. But Pete Crow Armstrong, single through the infield the other way, takes second on the throw as Dansby comes home. Then a wild throw, and Pete scores. His at-bats are on point. You know, Miguel Amaya's at-bats have been on point. There's just a lot of really good, sensible approaches, and that can be enough to elevate things, assuming Kyle Tucker is himself and Seiya Suzuki has some power. I'm feeling good about the potential of this offense overall.
What's up with Kyle Tucker?
In terms of not getting hits yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
That part.
He's saving them all for the regular season.
Good. I really like that Cubs spring training cap.
You like the powder blue?
That's a quality cap.
With the bear, the Cub old, with the paw.
Cub bear logo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a quality cap.
I do want to talk about with you when we get time the Justin Turner story, and I got a Kyle Tucker thing for you as well.
All right, no problem. But when we come back, we need to talk about how there's a new Hard Knocks curse.
Seems like it.
Very different.
And I wonder if we look back on the Bears' involvement in a different way.
All right, let's do that next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on The Score.
It's a pitch. Slam lock crush. This is absolutely drugged to left, and it is on its way and gone. Over the bullpen, Robert bashes one, and the White Sox add two more. It's now 4-0 Chicago.
I would like Luis Robert to be traded immediately. He is having a phenomenal spring.
He really is.
Down at Camelback Ranch, he has found power. He looks great. He looks healthy. And the thing is that I'm unsure of two things, and I'm worried about two things as it pertains to Robert.
Okay.
One of them is the inevitable injury that he has.
You know, Lawrence, just because the man is built that way and has, I believe it's 18 different injuries over the last four seasons.
You're saying I shouldn't be worried? He's due?
So many of them having to do with the soft tissues that he has to deal with in the hamstrings and such. And then this spring, he said that he just has to learn to not try so hard. That's just to ease it back from time to time.
Which is a weird statement.
How do you not have faith in that? I'm just kidding. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So I'm worried about that.
Understandable.
The other thing that I worry about is similar to what Seth Jones was going through with the Blackhawks. This team's not going anywhere this season, and probably not next season. If you're Luis Robert, and I know that we still think of Luis Robert as super young guy. Like, he's young. They'll be good when he'll still be young. He's 27. He's 27 years old, and there were suitors for him. And every time I see a great highlight, a good at-bat, him making a great catch, I go, you know, there's a player that in the right situation could really help an actual contender.
Yeah, he could. He definitely could. The Giants were interested. The Reds were interested. And we can talk about them specifically in a second. But I completely agree. I totally agree.
All right. Does this mean I can be a guest on Hit and Run?
Sure, you're welcome to. 16th of March is the first day of Hit and Run, Sunday morning. I do believe that there is a chance it could still happen here. Remember last year, all the Dylan Cease rumors were floating and floating, and they said, nah, we're going to wait. And we all kind of knew that one start and an injury and it changes everything, and they waited until teams got to know themselves better. March 13th last year. March 13th, Dylan Cease was traded last year. So it could still happen for Luis Robert. But where is the question? There were two teams that were rumored in the offseason. One was the Giants, And they've got the grandson of the wind, Jung-Hoo Lee, the Korean free agent who was hurt a lot of last year. He's healthy, and he's tearing the cover off the ball, by the way. He's like hitting like crazy.
Don't the Phillies need a center fielder?
Phillies have needed a center fielder for a long time. They have, and they've been playing any number of defense-first guys out there over the last couple of years and surviving just fine. And then the Reds were the other one. The Reds are a team with like a tremendous trove of rookies, second year, third year, now soon to be fourth year guys, the McClains of the world, the Ellie De La Cruzes of the world, and they could really use a center fielder with pop like Luis Robert. That was the one that I thought had some life, and maybe it still does. Maybe to your point, it still does.
Yeah, we should probably check in with someone about that over the next couple of days and see what the deal is, because the rumor was that the Reds had not made a requisite offer to the White Sox that was worthy of them discussing. I don't want to tempt fate. I know that Luis Robert is a good player when healthy. He was an all-star two seasons ago. He was a five-war player. This is the most games that he ever played in his career. He's got all the tools. I just don't think that it doesn't make sense for them to let him play out his peak for teams that are going to lose 100 games.
It sucks, man.
It really does.
It really sucks. And last year, during the course of the year, I was the guy saying, don't trade Garrett Crochet. Don't do it. Like, he's so good and so cheap. And you found somebody. You hit on him. It's the dream of what that top 15 pick is supposed to turn into, is exactly what Garrett Crochet turned into.
Yep.
But eventually you look at it and you're like, okay, I guess they should. Robert, I don't have the same kind of fight for it. I think there was a moment last year when I also said you shouldn't, but I think at this point, considering where you are and considering what the value of one guy can do in terms of an offensive player and a position player to a team like this and his propensity to get hurt.
If you could clearly see that the White Sox were going to spend and you felt like, okay, they have completely bottomed out, they've retooled things, Chris Getz is going to be given all the opportunities to make the team better. Then maybe I could hear conversations of, all right, let's get him into the 26th season and see where things stand. I don't think that they're going to be that much better off next year than they're going to be this year. And I think they're probably still a 100 loss team this year. So I know that you're selling for pennies on the dollar when you're talking about making a trade for a player who's got five war potential, but he's not doing you any good playing on 35th and Shields. He might do you some good in return for what you get. And that's kind of the way that the White Sox have to go about building, because they're not going to spend money. They have to do trades. They have to be shrewd. They've got to draft really, really well. And to hope that all of those things happen quickly enough for Luis and his game to matter to your franchise, it seems like a long shot of a bet.
The Phillies have Brandon Marsh that they're going to play in center because they signed Max Kepler and they're going to put him out there in left. But they also have Johan Rojas is their defense-only center fielder guy who can run as well. They're playing out there. Obviously, there are other teams that could pop up, and we'll see if there's injuries that might happen here. When the Reds talks fell through, it was sourced this way by Bob Nightingale, that the teams did not resolve how much of Robert's salary the White Sox would have paid. Okay? So the Reds could not get comfortable with the total cost. So that is an ask of above by Chris Getz. Is like, can I please make this trade now? He looks good. Can I please do this before he gets hurt again? He's having a great spring. Can we agree to eat some more money so I can instead, you know, get some decent players and make this move now? But that's always a balance that the White Sox, in terms of their synergy as an organization, have not been great at. Look at the garbage that they got for dealing away Kopech and Eric Fetty and more at the deadline, where there was money involved there and the quality of prospects they got back, and that looked bad.
Dude, he's a bargain. He's gotten MVP votes 6 years at $50
million. Yeah, well, he's $15 million for this year, $20 million club option for 26 and 27.
So I'd argue that's still a bargain.
I agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, as long as he stops eating Domino's and fake boxing by his pool in the backyard.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I knew about the boxing. Yeah. I didn't know about the Domino's.
He was very, very into Domino's when he came here, just like Yoan Moncada was into Krispy Kremes with mayonnaise. Or no, Alexi Ramirez.
Twinkies.
Moncada. Oh, okay, sorry.
Moncada into Twinkies.
Sorry, Tanny.
Thanks,
I was thinking about Alexi, sorry.
Alexi! Yes!
Krispy Kremes and mayonnaise.
Domino's? I haven't had Domino's in a long time.
Domino's has great brownies.
Slaps. I've got a Domino's a half block from my apartment. I get it more often than I would like to.
Really?
Admit. Yeah.
Maybe that's my move.
It's good, dude.
I'm solo Matt this week.
Solo Dolo this week?
Yeah.
Where's Steen?
Callie. She's at the Indian Wells, the tennis tournament. She goes every year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
watches
right.
the tennis.
She playing?
No, she's just watching beautiful people run around in the sun.
Why are tennis players so attractive all the time?
All of them.
Because they're running all the time.
Coco Gauff, man, I would murder a village.
Yeah,
okay, let's not do that.
Which village, you think? Elk Grove?
Chad.
Ukrainian?
Ukrainian village. No, don't do that.
No, going
don't
through
do
enough already.
Don't do it to Elk Grove either.
No.
Yeah, serious, like the Ukraine itself as well as the village.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But no, I love their brownie.
The Domino's brownie?
Yeah, they have a marble brownie that's really good.
Do they have a garlic dipping sauce? And why is Papa John's garlic dipping sauce better than everybody else's?
I don't know.
Better garlic, I think.
I don't know what it is.
Also, I think he's a little bit more racist.
Shaq
is in charge of Papa John's now.
Oh, okay.
Papa John's is no longer.
Isn't he still there behind the scenes, Papa John's?
I don't think so.
It's not Papa Shaq's, Lawrence.
I think he found there was a lot of value in keeping the name instead of changing it to Papa Shaq's.
Mm. I play Papa Shaq sometimes when I'm out at a bar, you know?
Yeah.
Just like see how many I can make.
What's your record?
Six.
Are you going to tell us how great you are at that and then not do it just like Tecmo Bowl?
Whoa! That happened. That escalated quickly.
Let's go to Reggie's this summer and play Papa Shot outside.
I'm in.
All I know is
thought
that
I had a partner.
Every day I come in at my desk, there's a couple of Nintendos, and ours, the one that I brought, isn't even hooked back up to the TV, and so I can't even put my feet underneath the desk, and you guys still haven't played.
Lawrence, that's on midday host Marshall Harris, who just thinks our office is a storage place for all of his luggage.
Everybody does, by the way. Everybody thinks our office is just an extension of their office.
They do.
I'm not...
We claim that one.
Yeah, but...
Can we lock it?
No, it doesn't work.
Oh.
Like when I got kicked out of my office when I was in the fourth role, I claimed that one. Mm. And then I took you guys in as my adopted adult sons.
I'm glad that this
we kept that one.
This one has a window because your other one didn't have a window. And that felt weird considering how many windows there are around this place that you had an office that didn't have one. So
yeah,
I'm just saying that, you know, you're telling me you're going to Papa Shot. And I want to put it to the test.
I'm just okay at Papa Shot. At Tecmo, I'm ready, man. We got to pick a Marshall day this week.
So Marshall's ducking you is what you're saying.
He ducked me the first time, remember? He didn't like the interface.
That's right.
So I thought you were my partner, but that's my bad.
I'm guessing what we should do is not have it this week because I think Marshall's calling the IHSA championship.
Oh, wow, so busy.
It's always something.
Yeah,
it's always
that something. Sounds like a big undertaking.
It is.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want play-by-play?
Look at there's a kid.
He's ducking me. He's choosing
another missed layup.
He's choosing high school hoops.
Wow. It does feel like he's ducking you, though, Speed.
It does.
I'm not going to lie.
I got a gig on Friday night. I got a rehearsal this week. I'm not ducking anybody, by the way.
He was real puffy-chested,
yeah,
and then when the idea of, oh, well, we can't play on this system that I'm used to playing on came up, then the confidence was leaking.
Yeah, man. It sure was. By the way, Tributosaurus becomes Bob Dylan on Friday night at Martyrs. Come out to Martyrs. Rock club up on the north side.
Will Timothée Chalamet be there?
No, we don't need him. We'll take care of it ourselves. You see who Timothée Chalamet was with at the Oscars?
Adam Sandler.
No.
Oh.
Is it Kylie or Kendall?
That's his longtime girlfriend.
I didn't know they were longtime. That's Kylie Jenner. I had no idea.
Well, I know Sandler
just smoke.
Went up to him and went, Chalamet.
Chalamet! Chalamet.
And then
call back to the Nikki Glaser thing.
Yes.
Yeah, him and Conan did a whole bit.
The whole thing.
And then Sandler left to go play basketball.
Yes.
Because he likes to shoot buckets. And he was dressed
that's what he looked like.
To play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him, because that's the life, isn't it?
I think so. By the way, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Music Box Theater's Play Ball, a Baseball series, to the sixth caller in the 5 o'clock hour when you hear this.
I had 327 in the series. I didn't make an error. I'm being charged for a conspiracy. I didn't have nothing to do with.
Come on, Bucks, sit down. Nobody's interested in your batting average.
Oh, it's so good. That from Eight Men Out, which is playing March 23rd at 11:30 a.m. on the big screen at the Music Box. You could win a pair of tickets to the screener of your choice. Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings, Bull Durham, A League of Their Own, and Eight Men Out. You'll be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, which is,
312-540-0670.
It really is. That's the number. So be the sixth caller when you hear that next
I do
hour.
Like that you pointed at Shane.
Well, it's because it's not written here, so somebody's got to know it.
Wow.
Thank God you're here. That's all I'm saying. I didn't know.
So now I'm a good partner again.
Eh.
Okay.
It's fair. Fair enough. Why don't we talk a little bit of Cubs since we talked about White Sox trades? Let's talk about some of the things we're seeing down in Mesa. That's next here on The Score.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.